I just completed an interview with Doug Casey, the International Man. It's a great reminder that government is not going to solve our problems, and elections aren't going to solve our problems either. Doesn't mean you shouldn't vote. It doesn't mean that getting the lesser of two evils into power isn't maybe a wise strategy in the short term. But the big reminder from Doug Casey is that this irrational, almost cult-like belief in government as the provider of productivity or the provider of safeguards or the grantor of your rights or freedoms even, this is a delusion. Government will not solve our problems. And by extension, just electing the right people into government will also not solve our problems, because the structure of government itself and the kind of people who are attracted to government power, it's the antithesis of what we need for solutions. So you can't solve the problems created by government by making government bigger. And the tendency among people is to say that, well, the only way we can solve this problem or that problem is to have a government department. Let's have an environmental protection agency. Oh, yeah. To do what? To protect the environment. Well, then it turns out the EPA bans combustion engines, or the EPA ridiculously declares carbon dioxide to be a pollutant with no scientific supporting evidence whatsoever. And time and time again, like the Food and Drug Administration, what does it do? It promotes death. It should be the Federal Death Agency. It promotes toxic medicines and grants them a monopoly, and harasses the providers of healthy food or nutritional supplements or herbal medicine, things like that. Time and time again, every government agency that is created to regulate something or to solve a problem, like the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, what do they do? What do they end up doing? Running the drugs. The ATF runs the guns. You know, Border Patrol, compromised in many cases, ends up opening the border. You know, some of them are paid off. Not all. I'm not saying they're all bad. But in some sectors, such as Arizona and California in particular, a lot of Border Patrol are paid off, and the border is wide open for human trafficking. Government cannot solve these problems. What government does is it prints money and it weaponizes federal agencies against the people. And printing money itself is a form of theft against the people. And even worse, the kind of people who are attracted to government, well, Doug Casey calls them the busybodies who want to control everybody. And that's true. These are people who otherwise could not survive in a free market society because they can't produce anything. They have no original ideas and they don't want to work. So they find their way into government. They weasel their way into positions of power so they can function as parasites, getting paid to feed off of other people that they threaten or coerce or enslave through authoritarianism and tyranny and false authority. Government is not the solution. And as Doug Casey says, governments shouldn't be even in the business of money. There shouldn't be a U.S. dollar. There shouldn't be a Federal Reserve. There shouldn't be a U.S. Treasury. Money should have nothing to do with government. Money should be decentralized. It should be the people's money. It should be honest money, backed by gold or maybe just gold itself. The government only weaponizes its monopoly over money, and then uses its money printing capacity to confiscate purchasing power from the people, which is a confiscation of their labor and their ideas and their intellectual property and their physical property, in order to fund wars and in order to fund tyranny and censorship and surveillance against the people. This is what government does. Government is not the solution. Government is the problem. And the bigger the government becomes, the bigger your problems become in any society. And so the collapse of tyrannical government, which is coming for America because of the collapse of the dollar, the collapse is actually sort of the best organic way to see government kind of know, eliminate itself. When the government cannot fund itself, then, you know, systems crater. And it can't write checks to government workers. And then those government workers don't show up and they don't tyrannize the American people. They don't threaten and coerce you when they don't show up to work. So eliminating the actual salary payments to government workers is one of the best ways to enhance freedom of the American people. And that's going to happen automatically, organically, just by the collapse of the dollar itself. As Doug Casey says, bad ideas or ideas that are contradictory to nature or reality, I think is the way he puts it, they eventually out themselves. You know, bad ideas are eventually exposed as bad ideas. Bad structures eventually implode upon themselves. Sometimes it can take decades or generations. Or, you know, in the case of the Federal Reserve, well, over 100 years since 1913 to today, and who knows how long it's going to last, but Doug believes we're right on the verge of the system completely imploding upon itself. Could happen at any given time. There could be some trigger event that makes it happen all of a sudden, or maybe they can kick the can down the road for a few more years. But it is imminent in terms of the timelines of history that the United States of America ceases to be financially viable. And there's no way out. There's no way out of this because the budget won't be balanced. That's impossible. The debts won't be repaid. The dollar won't be remonetized with gold. That would be too economically painful because the government would lose its ability to just print money from nothing, effectively confiscating from the people in order to fund its favorite, you know, money laundering projects like Ukraine or bombs for Israel or money for, you know, solar companies or whatever it is. A lot of that money is just funneled back into campaign donations, you know, smurfing operations for Democrats, by the way. So, of course, nobody in the U.S. government will ever want to give up the power of printing money, which means they're just going to print and print and print until the system collapses. The dollar will collapse. It will go to zero. That day is coming. When that day comes, and I asked Doug Casey this question, you know, what's the off-ramp for people? And the answer is just gold. It's gold and maybe a little bit of silver, but it's pretty much gold, maybe a little bit of Bitcoin if you want the advantages of, you know, electronic systems of value. But it's mostly gold. Gold does not have counterparty risk. Gold has built-in scarcity. Gold can't be counterfeited by any nation. Believe me, if they could counterfeit gold, they would have done so by now. So gold is a tier one asset. Gold is being purchased by central banks. The billionaires who know what's going on in the world are buying gold. And if you want to have anything remaining after the collapse, then gold and silver should be at the top of your list of things to check out. Now, let me give you a couple of resources and a sponsor with gold and also some different forms of gold and silver that you can check out. So our primary sponsor in gold and silver coins is the Treasure Island Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. And no, I don't earn a commission. They're honest. They're professionals. They have great, very competitive pricing. You can see the pricing in real time on their website, fluctuating with the rise and fall of gold and silver, by the way. And they can ship you discreetly and guaranteed insured shipments of gold and silver. So metalswithmike.com. If you want gold backs, which are highly divisible forms of gold in a beautiful format, like 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in a polymer format, they're really beautiful. People love gold backs. They make great tips and gifts and farmers markets. Many people will accept them. More and more merchants are interested in signing up to accept gold backs, but they have real physical gold in them. You can go to verifiedgoldbacks.com and you can find those. And there's another form of metals, which is called prepper bars. And these are silver bars with breakaway pieces of silver. So you can break off a piece like 1/10 of an ounce of silver or 1/4 of an ounce or 1/20 of an ounce. And those are found at rangerdeals.com. Just go to rangerdeals.com and you'll see those. So those are different forms of gold and silver that you can check out if gold and silver are right for you. Just to remind you, I'm not your financial advisor, so do your own research. And I'm not advising you to speculate in these, but just understand that gold and silver, that's what wealthy people are buying up. That's what central banks are buying up because they know what's going to happen with the dollar. Now, you can bet that whoever wins this election, that's just a couple days away here, whoever wins, you're going to lose freedom and you're going to lose money because the value of the dollar is going to continue to go down. That's because both Trump and Kamala are going to continue to print money like mad. Trump printed trillions when he was president. Massive government debt spending. Joe Biden, same thing. Kamala is just a low IQ puppet of the establishment. She's probably incapable of doing basic integer math anyway, so she will just sign whatever they put in front of her, kind of like Joe Biden. She's like a version of Joe Biden, about the same cognition capability, even as Joe Biden has lost his mind. Regardless of who's president, they're going to steal your money. They're going to steal your productivity. They're going to steal your dollar, and they're going to do it through debt printing. There is no exception to that. There is nobody that's going to become president that is going to preserve the value of the dollar and make your dollars worth more. That is never going to happen. This country will collapse before anything like that ever happens. And it will collapse. And when it does collapse, understand that if you have a government pension, it's toast. If you have Social Security, it's toast. You know, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but this is what happens when nations go bankrupt. And it has happened hundreds of times in human history, and it's shaping up to happen again. It's just fiscal cause and effect. It's economics, like gravity. It happens when governments, they confiscate money from people and they write the people a bunch of IOUs. It's like, oh yeah, one day we'll give you back a portion of the Social Security money that we stole from you, which they did not put in a fund somewhere. They just used it. They burned it. They spent it on waste and fraud and war. And it's gone. So they just owe you that money. Well, how do they even expect to get that money? Well, they're going to confiscate it from the next generation. Well, guess what? At some point, the dollar collapses and you open the vaults like Geraldo and they're all empty. There's nothing in there. You have no Social Security. You have no Medicare. You have no pension. You have no benefits, okay? Well, that day is coming for all Americans who are on these government payrolls and pensions and benefits. And when that day comes, of course, it's going to be just panic and chaos. And I don't think we're that far away at this point. And neither does Doug Casey. We don't know when it is, obviously. No one can name the day or the hour, but we know the season. The season is here. We know this is coming. So the interesting thing is that people who have gold and silver will find the value of those metals rising so much that it will compensate for the losses they experienced in losing their pensions and Social Security and retirement funds and things like that, which is why wise people are getting gold and silver. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, how much has gold gone up since just early 2022? Well, it was under $2,000 then. What is it now? It's almost $2,800. So it's, you know, it's gone up 45%+, something like that, in less than 2 years. Right. Now, remember, that's not really gold gaining value as much as it is just dollars losing value. So your dollar has collapsed in this time, and gold is just representing that. In other words, $1 is now worth about 1/2800th of an ounce of gold. 2 years ago, that $1 was worth a lot more, 1/2000th of an ounce of gold. So you see where this is going. Won't be long before a dollar is worth 1/4,000th of an ounce of gold. And a pound of hamburger, you know, will be $30 or whatever the case may be. Or a cooked hamburger at a restaurant might be $50. You see where this is going. And most people will hold on to their dollars and they will remain delusional all the way to zero. As the plane is plummeting out of the sky, they will look out the window and say, well, we must be flying. I still see the wings, you know. But they're not functioning. You know, you've lost thrust. You have no engine power. So this plane's going down. Well, that's what's happening to the dollar. It is going down because you can't change the laws of physics. You can't change the laws of gravity or economics or thermodynamics or aerodynamics. So it's going to zero. And anybody left holding it is going to end up holding zero. Mark my words, that's where this is going. And I've heard naysayers say things like, well, why should I just buy gold? Why should I spend money on gold? It's like that question shows such incredible ignorance. It's just the level of delusion in that question is off the charts. First of all, dollars are not money. So you're not spending money to buy gold. What you're doing is you're exchanging fiat currency, which is not money, for real money, which is gold. So the real question that person is asking is, well, why should I trade worthless paper fiat currency for real money that has intrinsic value? Once you rephrase the question that way, then you understand how important this is. Because if you're sitting on dollars, you're sitting on fiat currency, paper money or digital money that has no intrinsic value whatsoever and is being routinely devalued by the hour by the federal government. Just go to usdebtclock.org if you don't believe me. usdebtclock.org, and you can see how fast the dollars are being printed and how quickly the value is vanishing. Check it out. You'll be astonished. And once you do that, you realize that, wow, the only real money out there is gold and silver. And you could argue Bitcoin as well, because it has certain properties such as non-counterfeitability and non-confiscatability and so on. But this isn't about Bitcoin right now. I just want to include that. It's an honest distributed ledger, which makes it qualify as a different form of real money. Dollars are not money. By definition, they do not hold value. So when you, quote, buy gold, what you're doing is you're exchanging something that has no value, dollars, or that has no intrinsic value, I should say, dollars, for something that has real intrinsic value, gold, which will always have value, even though dollars will go to zero. So if you know there's a fiat currency that's going to go to zero, i.e. dollars, why wouldn't you want to trade them for something that has value while you still can? Because there will come a day where you can't trade dollars for gold unless you have a lot of dollars. And that will be reflected as a gold price of $5,000 an ounce or $10,000 or $50,000 an ounce. And eventually gold will go to $100,000 an ounce. You know, and eventually it's an infinite number because the dollar has collapsed to zero. And that day is coming. So while you can swap dollars for gold right now by purchasing gold, you could say, before the masses realize what has happened. When the masses want gold, you won't be able to find any anywhere. When the masses want silver, you know, it's gone. The time to buy gold and silver is before the masses panic. And before the dollar collapses to zero. And that time is right now. Right now, there's still an opportunity to do that. So, again, our sponsor in that space is the Treasure Island Company, metalswithmike.com. Or you can go to rangerdeals.com and you can see the other formats, such as prepper bars or gold backs, which are formats that have more utility and more divisibility, but of course there's a premium associated with those versus the price of gold and silver coins or gold and silver bars, which have the lowest premium, you know, because it costs money to manufacture a gold back, let's say. So that premium is, of course, incorporated into the retail price of that format. Or it takes extra money to manufacture a prepper bar, you know? So it's more than obviously the spot price of silver or the price of a silver coin. So look at prices, look at ounces, look at what your goals are. Are you trying to stockpile or stack, as they say, just raw ounces? Or do you want divisibility? Do you want something that can be broken into smaller pieces of a near pure metal? You know, think about your goals. And I recommend people look at how you plan to use this in the future. If you plan to use metals to go to the farmer's market, let's say, and buy, you know, corn or bread or, you know, frozen beef or whatever, well, do you want a gold coin? Do you want a 1 ounce gold coin that's worth maybe at that time, you know, $5,000? No, how are you going to make change, right? So a gold coin is useful for buying things or trading for things that have very high value, like a ranch or a business or a vehicle or a home, you know, things that cost hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, let's say. Silver is more useful in trading or bartering for everyday things like a sandwich, you know, or a tire or 50 rounds of 9mm ammo. You see what I mean? And frankly, 9mm ammo is also a very useful barter item because it will have intrinsic value, as who doesn't need some more 9mm ammo, right? So think about this. Think about the formats that you need. I recommend looking at a diversity of formats. But if you just want to stack maximum gold and silver ounces, then you don't even want American Eagle U.S. Mint. For that, you want offshore mints that are less expensive. They have a lower premium. You know, Krugerrands, for example, or Kangaroos, or what have you. You know, there are different coin mints around the world, and you can check out the prices. Just go to metalswithmike.com. And you can see what's available. You can see the mints. You can see the coins, different sizes, different, you know, 1 ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce, 10th ounce, or even junk silver, which is the pre-1965 constitutional silver. And a lot of people like that format. Or you can consider, you know, prepper bars or goldbacks. Just look at the options. RangerDeals.com is where you can find a lot of these. I do indicate on that website, by the way, I indicate whether a company is a sponsor or they are an affiliate arrangement, or there's no affiliate arrangement, etc. Some of the companies listed there, we have no arrangement with other than they offer a discount code. There's a discount code there for the prepper bars, by the way. It's 10% off. So you could take advantage of that if you want. Check it out. Do your research. You know, look at how much gold and silver you're going to need to live down the road. You know, what's your monthly expense in terms of expenditure of gold or silver? And work on stacking enough gold and silver so that you can live for a few years if you have to spend gold and silver as your only source of real money. Because when the dollar collapses, the dollar won't be useful at all. A bank account will be pointless if it's in dollars. Cash in dollars will become pointless, worthless at some point. I don't know when that day is, but I know it's coming. And Doug Casey knows it's coming as well. So watch also for my interview with Doug Casey. It's coming up in the next couple of days. I think you'll really find it extremely valuable. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com. And be sure to follow me on social media. I'm on X, @HealthRanger. I'm on Telegram, @RealHealthRanger. And I'm also on Brighteon.io and Brighteon.com, Brighteon.social and Brighteon.io, which is a decentralized social media network. My username there is HealthRanger. So X is HealthRanger, and almost everywhere else is HealthRanger, but on Telegram, it's RealHealthRanger. All right, thank you for listening. Get prepared and take care. Available now for the first time at HealthRangerStore.com, we have Crunchy Munchies. These are really amazingly delicious.
organic fruit purees. We have a banana strawberry that's available now. You see it on the left side there. And then we have an apple cinnamon banana crunchy munchy that's over here. These are really incredible, great snacks for adults and for kids as well. Certified organic, laboratory tested, and freeze-dried. So long-term storage is just built into the product because of its freeze-dried nature. We also have now a new batch back in stock of the banana, peanut butter, and chocolate smoothie mix, which has incredibly simple, clean ingredients. And we have our turmeric tincture back in stock, a brand new batch of our turmeric as well, which is, of course, laboratory tested. And understand that a lot of the turmeric in the marketplace contains high levels of lead. So heavy metals testing is really critical to get clean turmeric. So if you're using any kind of a turmeric supplement, make sure that it is tested. But if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see here our freeze-dried crunchy munchies are featured right here. And we've also got the, oh, look, Anato Vitamin E, tocotrienols, soft gels, that's in stock. But right here, you can see our organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. People love this because it just tastes great, and it's just all natural ingredients, certified organic. We've got organic whey protein back in stock, and as well as our fair trade freeze-dried organic instant coffee that is a favorite, also laboratory tested. And when it comes to coffee, you have to watch out for high cadmium content in a lot of coffee. So, you know, the laboratory testing is really critical in all of this. And we do more testing than anybody else that I know of in the world in terms of having our own laboratory, ISO accredited, certified organic laboratory is inspected and tested and audited every year for the certification. And then on top of that, our food manufacturing facility is audited and inspected as well. And when it comes to organic instant coffee, you got to watch out for cadmium content. So we test for cadmium as well. It's one of the heavy metals that we routinely test for. But if you go to our website, you can see what we have on sale here, lots of different items. We've got featured categories, personal care, preparedness, supplements, food and beverage, and home. And understand that my philosophy is that we don't use synthetic substances, artificial fragrance chemicals. We don't use fillers. We don't use artificial colors or dyes or any kind of nonsense garbage like that. Instead, we focus on certified organic, clean, pure, natural, laboratory-tested ingredients for your body, for your meals, for your home, for your supplements, for preparedness, and much more. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. And also check out our new line of Escape Zone bags, which you can find at healthrangerstore.com/escape. And this brings you the EMF protected and ballistic, bulletproof protected backpacks, as well as a laptop case, although the ballistic version is out of stock at the moment. But we've got EMF protection in small backpacks as well. Also laptop bags and sleeves for mobile devices and tablets, mobile phones, satellite phones, and so much more, plus an EMF blanket. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com/escape. So get yourself prepared, protect your health, boost up your nutrition, protect yourself from EMFs, and help support our store and our platform. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.